Hey everybody, welcome back. We've got a little bit of news regarding the podcast. I think we're going to switch over. I know in the past you've been more oriented on the entire NHL, and I've decided to make the switch to just focus on the Blackhawks. So obviously if there's something major that goes on, we will discuss it. But from here on out, it's going to be more Blackhawks oriented. We're going to focus on the news and the goings-ons. So in regards to that, that's how it's going to work from here on out. I know we haven't done one of these in a while. There hasn't been a ton of time on my hands. And, of course, once we get time, the season kind of took a pause, and there hasn't been a lot of news since then. You know, especially with the Blackhawks, they haven't really made their players available or the front office available to talk to. So interviews and news regarding the Blackhawks have been kind of rare. There have been a couple minor signings that have occurred during the pause. I know there are a couple out of Europe. They decided not to offer Alexis Crivella a contract. But those are all things we're going to get to later in the summer or potentially the fall once free agency rolls around. I know Sten Bauman said that he really doesn't want to focus on retooling the roster. Right now, obviously the Hawks have lucked their way into a playoff spot this season. Very fortunate to be the spot they're in, even as a 12th seed. But they're not focused on extensions and retooling just because of the cap uncertainty that they're going to have to face this upcoming offseason. So, yeah, everything's starting to come back. That's really an exciting time for the league. I know that players are allowed on the ice now. They're opening up the practice facilities. Fifth Third Arena in Chicago is open for Hawks players to come back and begin practicing. I think the four that were there were Patrick Kane, Alex DeBrincat, Alex Nylander, and Malcolm Subban. So those are our four guys, three forwards, one goalie. We haven't had anybody else return yet. It's only the first couple days. I'm sure we'll start seeing more and more Blackhawks come back to Chicago. I heard there were 7 to 9 Hawks players who spent the duration of the quarantine in Chicago, waited out the pandemic, but those are the four players that felt that they wanted to return to the ice, and I believe they've begun skating and working out with their teammates. So it's really exciting to see them get back to work. I know that a potential start date has been mentioned as July 10th. That's when the NHL hopes that we're going to begin to see training camps, you know, full teams all together, coaches on the ice. That should last around 3 weeks, I've been hearing. You know, all these things are obviously up in the air depending on the situation we're in. You know, nothing's for certain right now. But as of now, the NHL is aiming for July 10th. But that date could obviously change as well. I know Patrick Kane said today in an interview that he was confused why the NHL was sending out start dates because the players haven't agreed to them, and obviously the players have to agree to any potential return format or start dates. You know, they have to be on that. That's as much their decision as is the NHL's. So the players are going to have a large say in what goes on, how early we can get started. But we will have a season that's looking like we'll start the next season a lot later. Free agency could change. Could be shorter. I think it will have to be. I don't think you give players a longer duration in between, especially if they want to get back season back to normal, as in terms of starting dates, as quickly as possible. The format for the Hawks return to play, they're going to be facing the Edmonton Oilers in a best of five play-in. You know, that's obviously the most exciting news to come out of the NHL for any Hawks fan. Even at the lackluster season we had, finished last in the division, they still got a playoff spot as a 12 seed. I know there was a lot of outcry against this format. You know, a lot of people felt that it didn't favor the teams that deserved to be higher because of their success in the regular season. But this is the NHL decided this is the most fair way to do it. This gave every team the best chance, you know, make it the most even the playing field. The NHL obviously took a lot of time and thought into this, so take all those things into consideration, and it resulted into a 5-game play-in against the Edmonton Oilers. We're going to talk a lot about that series because that's the one thing everyone's been looking up to. The draft chances of the Hawks have obviously been hurt. The draft lottery is a little confusing. I think they're going to have to get it done after the play-in is completed to know for sure where we're picking. But being in the playoffs does hurt their chances of the draft pick, so this is the time for the Hawks to go all in. I know for a fact we're getting some guys back from injury. Stan Bowman said today in an interview that Drake Kajula and Adam Boqvist will both be ready to return. That's great news for the Blackhawks. You know, especially in the playoffs, Drake Kajula brings an element of depth that the Hawks are going to need if they want to make a deep playoff run. It'll be definitely very helpful to have him back there on the middle six. Another guy, Adam Boqvist, you know, he's starting to heat up right before the season paused. I really liked his vision at the blue line. He really knew where to look for the tap-ins. He found Jonathan Toews for one really pretty goal. He found Drake Kajula for another. He looked really confident providing offense from the blue line. And he was really beginning to come into his own. He seemed to have it figured out by the end of the season. And then the NHL pause, which was unfortunate. But it'll be exciting to see what he could do, especially in a playoff atmosphere. You know, everything ramps up, especially with guys being rested for 3 months. You know, no bruises, no cuts. Everybody's 100% healthy and ready to go for the most part. So it'll be interesting to see if Boqvist holds his own. In terms of the blue line, they're going to get another huge addition potentially in Calvin DeHaan. DeHaan was one of our best defensemen before he went down with the injury earlier this season. He wasn't expected to be able to play the end of the regular season. But now it's looking like he could possibly be ready for training camp. And that obviously provided a huge boost to the Blackhawks' defense. It doesn't look good in terms of Prince Seabrook. I don't think he'll be returning for the season. There's still a possibility of him coming back. But I think they prefer that he sits and rests himself up for the next season, especially with the decline we've seen from him over the couple seasons. I don't think there's any willingness in the Blackhawks organization to start rushing him back. So that's pretty much the blue line set. It doesn't look like they're going to be able to get Ian Mitchell for the remainder of the playoffs. He'd be a huge boost, obviously, to the team. But the NHL is really leaning away from that. They think they'll give an unfair advantage to some teams if they were allowed to bring in college free agents and KHL players and whatnot. So Ian Mitchell likely will not be playing for the Blackhawks come playoff time. Another interesting happening, Alec Regula, who we acquired in a trade for Brendan Perlini earlier this offseason. He was invited to the Blackhawks workouts as part of phase two. He's the only non-professional invited, so not in the AHL or NHL. Only one that the Hawks have there. So it'll be interesting to see if he could possibly get into a couple games. I don't think that's likely. I think they're leaning towards using Duncan Keith, Connor Murphy, Anna Boqvist, potentially Calvin DeHaan, Slater Cuckoo, as well as signing in Nicholas Beaudin, Lucas Carlson, guys that looked really good at the end of the season. You know, the Hawks are trying to give them younger guys some playing time. I think they both really held their own in that aspect, at least defensively. Dennis Gilbert could be another option for them. There's a lot of versatility on the Blackhawks' blue line, a lot of flexibility. They'll be able to do whatever Colleton wants for the most part. He'll be able to make changes in the series if he needs to. As far as forwards go, I think the main factor of the series, you know, Kane's going to be good. You know, Toews is going to be what he is. You know, the bottom six guys are going to provide some offense. You know, Kirby Dach, Drake Kajula, Dominik Kubalík has been very special. Brandon Saad's chipped in. But the real X factor is going to be the second line for me of DeBrincat and Strom. You know, it'll be interesting to see whether Colleton slots him in the fourth line like he was doing earlier. But I'd obviously prefer to see them play middle six. I'd really like them to be used there. I'd really like for one of them to heat up. Normally when one's going, the other one's going. So if we could get Alex DeBrincat and Dylan Strom to heat up their offensive production, I think that'd be a real boost to the Blackhawks' offense for this series. Patrick Kane's going to be expected to hold his own. You know, I don't see any problems with Kane recurring over the series. He's going to have to match some star power. The Oilers obviously have a scary duo in McDavid and Draisaitl. That'll be tough to match. It'll be really hard for the Blackhawks. They're going to rely heavily on Corey Crawford, but it'll be really hard for the Blackhawks to match that offensive output without scoring from DeBrincat and Strom. I think there's only so much you could put on Kane and Kubalik to get done. So having DeBrincat and Strom producing offensively would add a huge boost to the Blackhawks' offense. That's the first key to the series. The second key to the series is going to be the goaltending. We know Corey Crawford played fantastic. It'll be interesting to see just how well he can play, especially after 3 months of rest. We know he's had injury troubles in the past. I think a healthy Crawford could potentially steal a series if he plays well enough. And he's going to have to face Draisaitl and McDavid. That Oilers offense is not a joke. There's a reason why they were the 5 seed coming into this. So Crawford will have to be very strong. And at the other end of the ice, I believe the starter will be Mike Smith. You know, it's kind of up in the air right now. There's no certainty as to lineups, obviously, at this point. We don't even know where we're playing the games. So how could there be certainty in lineups? But I think Mike Smith will be the starter. I think he's had a little better season than Mikko Koskinen. The last thing the Oilers want is to start having a goalie controversy halfway through the series. They need one of Mike Smith or Mikko Koskinen to be really strong for them. And I think if the Blackhawks get good goaltending out of Crawford for the most part throughout that 5-game series, and the Oilers have troubles with Koskinen and Smith, there's not really enough time in a 5-game series to regain your footing. Maybe in a 7-game, you catch a hot hand halfway through the series when the goalie's heated up. But if you have a slow start from your goaltending at the start of the series, you're not really going to go anywhere. And I think if the Hawks encounter the Oilers' offense with a strong goalie like Corey Crawford, then potentially get some goals on a weaker Mike Smith or Mikko Koskinen, that'll be really helpful to them. And I don't think they can lose a series if Crawford is playing at the height of his game. The third key to me is going to be the performance of the Blackhawks' youth. Obviously, we weren't expecting them to play in meaningful games as they lurked at the bottom of the Central Division for the most part of the season. But now guys like Kirby Dach, guys like Alex Nylander, guys like Adam Boqvist are all going to be thrown right into the fire. Potentially Ian Mitchell could be included in that group, but it sounds likely right now. But getting a boost from the youth is not only huge for their development, but for right now in the future. I know the Hawks have said they know as well as anybody that the window isn't going to be open for a long time. As far as Tayza Kane go, it seems like they really want to use that window and win another cup with Tayza Kane rather than go for a full rebuild. They're kind of going to stick with this retool they got going on. And the playoff experience that Kirby Dach's going to get, that Alex Nylander's going to get, that Adam Boqvist is going to get, will really be helpful towards their development. It'll be good to them to get a taste. Oftentimes we see a young team lose before they win. You know, that happened with the Hawks in 2009 when they lost to Detroit. Kane, Taze, Keith Seabrook, all young guys, a really young team, learned how to lose first, and they went back and won the Cup in 2010. It happens all over the league. Teams lose before they really start contending. Another example could be Tampa Bay losing in 2015, even though, they haven't had any more success beyond that. They've still been competitive, and I don't think anybody would be surprised if they won a cup in the next few years. Same thing goes for Las Vegas. You know, that's not really a youthful team, but they still learned to lose before you can win. It's hard to get Stanley Cup experience. You know, that doesn't come from everywhere, and I think that experience the Hawks have in the locker room is really meaningful. When you talk about success, you know, Kane, Taze, Keith, Seabrook, Crawford, all these guys with Stanley Cup rings are going to be really helpful mentors towards younger guys like Dach and Boqvist, who obviously haven't seen the playoffs yet in their young careers. I think that'll provide an important element that maybe the Oilers don't have right now, you know. Connor McDavid hasn't been past the second round of the playoffs. There's Leon Draisaitl, you know. So there's a lot of inexperience on the Oilers roster that I think the Hawks could potentially exploit using their veteran experience, especially in a 5-game series. The vets know how to prepare. They'll make sure the whole team is prepared. You know, the Oilers are coming in cold-footed. It's already an unfamiliar setting. But I think the experience and the steady hand of the veterans will definitely guide the Blackhawks to success this series. We'll talk more about the series itself once we get more details. You know, there's a lot to project. We don't know what the roster is going to look like. We don't know which AHL guys they want to potentially call up. You don't know if someone gets hurt in training camp. There's so much up in the air right now. It's hard to make predictions at this point. As the summer goes on, I'm sure we'll get more and more information. But I'm just excited to get started again. I'm excited to see hockey again. I know everybody's missed it, and it'll be great to see you guys get back on the ice. Go Hawks.